Welcome back to the DMAC Urban Vibe podcast. I'm Nick Whiteley here with
Peyton Schulte
and Thomas, aka Biggs.
I'm here with Biggs and Peyton, and today we are talking about Super Bowl 60 between the Patriots and the Seahawks. Now, Peyton, thoughts?
It was a pretty boring game all around. The halftime show was also a little controversial for some people.
It was interesting, to say the least.
It was pretty interesting. The game was overall pretty boring. Drake May, when the lights were too bright, Drake May, lights were too bright. He kind of folded under the pressure with Stephon Diggs, just like Josh Allen does.
He did, and I had money on Stephon Diggs receiving yards, and did not work out for me.
No.
Biggs, did you watch the game?
I watched it. I don't watch a lot of football, but I thought it was a pretty boring game, yep. So that kind of makes me want to not watch it anymore. But
I agree.
But I, like you said, I think it was a really slow game. They should have scored. It should have been a higher score game. But
who were you for?
I was for the Seahawks.
Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
But my buddy was for the Patriots. I did pick the Patriots, but I switched halfway through. Because I wasn't sure of which team I wanted, because I don't watch too much of it. But overall, it was a great game.
The real answer is none. You don't like any of them.
I don't like any of them. Yeah. I couldn't tell you one player's name, but I thought it was an interesting game.
So going into it, I definitely thought it was going to be low scoring because the Seahawks have the best defense in the league. I took the under on total points, so that hit, obviously. But 6-0, or what was it, 9-0 at halftime?
Dad had 6-0. At half.
Did he?
It didn't hit.
Wow, nice. 9-0, what a half of football. Don't remember any of it. Not memorable at all. And then Bad Bunny came on, and it was interesting. And then he brought out Lady Gaga, who sung a Bruno Mars song.
That was a little interesting also.
I didn't get that aspect of it, but I got the whole, did you watch the halftime show?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the set was, a bunch of, bushes. I think it was supposed to be, Puerto Rico vibes.
Yeah,
you had, people playing
that.
Dice and
that
stuff.
Too, yeah. They were getting drinks.
Yeah, they were getting drinks, and there was, a lemonade stand and all
that. And
then
there
was
a diamond place where
he grabbed
a diamond. Somebody,
I thought that part was interesting because, that's a different culture than we're used to.
Right.
Yep.
But other than that, it was, I don't know. I didn't.
I seen Bad Bunny. I think it was on the Mark and Kelly show, and he was talking about a lot of people are saying they can't understand what he's saying,
yep.
sings, but it makes everybody want to dance because it is good music and groove. So
I like the beats, yeah.
It don't matter if you can understand it. He goes, you're going to have a good time, which I believe a lot of people enjoyed it.
Yeah, you don't understand. Even if you don't speak any Spanish, you still know what he's
doing. Singing about, yeah.
He's just vibes.
Yeah, he
vibes, and
he is a pretty good singer.
I got abrazos. That means hugs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, now you know.
Brazo is this?
Abrazo.
Abrazo.
That's a hug, so he wants more hugs.
Oh,
that's
right
about
on.
All I got. Yeah.
I did hear him peep a little Daddy Yankee Gasolina. In
Gasolina. But it was only for 20 seconds.
I know, and I
that's
got
like the best
sad.
Song. That's the only song in Spanish I know, even though I don't know, really.
That is one of the Cubs closers' walkout songs.
Oh.
That's how I know it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big baseball song.
Yep.
Yeah. And then at the beginning, there was did you see all the different people? Acuña Jr. was there. Jazz Chisholm was there.
Oh, I didn't see
Alex
that.
Earl was there for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very random, but it was an interesting show. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I did watch last year's. I think last year's was better than this year.
I think last year's was good.
I love the Kendrick Lamar show.
Because Kendrick Lamar, he's
a performer.
He's a performer. I mean, they both made it political, but who cares, I guess.
Right.
In front of Trump.
Yeah.
Last year.
They was a little worried about it being political this year with Bad Bunny, but it came out okay. So that we know of.
Yeah,
know.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we don't know.
Kendrick Lamar was good. I'm hearing Prince can't be beat. I was only two for that show.
I wish I could have seen
Prince in 2007?
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen probably, out of the 60 Super Bowls, I've probably watched 52 of them.
Oh, you've been around.
I've been around.
You've been
while.
Around.
Yeah, I remember way back when.
Biggs has been around.
Yeah, when Terry, I was born in 1967, but, 6'7".
6'7".
And I just remember back in the old days, it was a lot A lot different is now, but
yeah,
you know, but still.
Do you have a team or no?
I used to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Steelers, oh, yeah. Okay.
Terry Bradshaw, like he was a man back then.
I like Bradshaw a lot. Yeah. I like him on, he's on like what, Fox now?
Or? Yeah, yeah,
he's funny with Gronk.
Yeah. I remember Jerry Rice. I mean,
oh, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, oh, yeah. You know. I remember Will J. Simpson was playing when he was big and popular before he, you know, whatever he did.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the.
What team was he on?
Was it was.
Was it the Dolphins?
No, it was the Bills.
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 Yeah, yeah. Bills.
Okay, yeah. Somewhere in New York.
I think he played for Minnesota, too.
OJ?
Yeah, back in the.
He would know more than us.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I can't, you know. Like I said, I didn't watch a lot of football. My dad, he was always a big bettor, you know.
Right.
Yep.
I remember when Dallas and Pittsburgh went to the Super Bowl like
50 years ago.
Yeah, like 50 years ago. Yeah, I liked them back then. But they went like 4 years in a row. And 1 year, the Pittsburgh Steelers made 2 touchdowns in 11 seconds. They made a touchdown, did an offside kick, and ran in for another one. It was like one of the biggest moments in Super Bowl.
Do you have a favorite player ever?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Can't hit Terry Bradshaw. He was a baller.
Yeah, he's still around.
What about Michael Strahan?
Don't know.
No?
No.
Nick, you got a favorite player? All time?
Don't, you know, say Kansas City.
Don't say anyone from the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say – I like Eli Manning a lot.
Okay, why?
I like both the Mannings. Because
he beat Tom Brady twice in his Super Bowl.
I just think he's so awkward, but he's like a great football player.
He is.
Like, he's just so, like, random. I like Eli Manning a lot, and I'd like Patrick Mahomes, okay? Kill me. I like Patrick Mahomes. Sorry.
He got a little too big for his britches, I think is what happened to him.
Patrick Mahomes, second greatest quarterback of all time, nope. But we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're back to the Super Bowl.
Second half.
Second half.
A lot more interesting.
It was
a lot more interesting.
Okay. There was a touchdown.
Finally got on the board.
There was a touchdown.
There was.
Two touchdowns. Fast. Yeah.
So I thought, oh, boy. I was all happy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, bam, they came out. And didn't the Seahawks get a touchdown, too?
Yeah. Seahawks had a touchdown right off the bat, I feel like. And then the Patriots came back and
did
got
you
one.
See that right at the end, that interception?
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't count.
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, it didn't count. I was real excited because I knew I had my game wrapped up, but even though
I think it was still wrapped up either way.
Yeah.
But the second half, a
little more interesting.
More interesting. And then Drake May threw that touchdown to Mac Collins, I think it was. And I was like, hold on a second.
Hold on.
This is like a 12-point game. And then
28-3.
It could be, but yeah. not that caliber, but
it was.
And then Kenneth Walker just kind of ran all over the place.
I honestly think
the kicker should have won MVP over the running back, even though the running back he got him there in field goal range
once.
Yeah, but like, come on, they're not going to give it to a kicker.
But the kicker did good. I mean, what, he kicked four field goals
and two extra points. What do you have, like 18 points? He had like 18 points.
Yeah, so. He should have been VIP.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Kenneth Walker played great. I thought it was. Not the greatest Super Bowl MVP of all time, but what are you going to do? You're not going to give it to Sam Darnold.
No.
Both quarterbacks played very mediocre. Darnold played better than Drake May, though.
Yes. And
he didn't really need to do anything, though.
I still don't know why Minnesota let Sam walk.
Because they saw him in the postseason, and they thought the lights were too bright for him in the postseason. But to be fair, even the Vikings fans thought he was kind of mediocre. And I think he is mediocre at the end of the day, right?
You know, I
did a little bit.
What I noticed was I really didn't pay attention before, but they on their bands they wear on the arm, they have their plays on it.
Yeah, they play the quarterbacks. They have their
pull
their
the thing up, and I didn't see. I mean, that's mm-hmm. They never had nothing like that before, you know.
Yeah, but now so. They're like the coach will have like a headset on, and then the players, the quarterbacks can hear their coach's voice in the helmets.
Right.
So they'll tell them what to do and, you know, who to hit.
Yeah, who to knock out.
Yeah.
Where to slide at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I thought the Seahawks just controlled the game completely from start to end.
Blocks. They was blocking.
Oh, man.
passes.
Their pass rush was insane.
It was awesome.
They pressured the quarterback on every single play, it felt like.
Yeah.
What's their defense called?
The dark side or something, right?
Yeah, it was Legion of Boom
It was Legion of Boom. Now it's like the dark side, which no one's ever going to beat the Legion of Boom.
Nope. Legion of Boom was insane. Didn't they play Peyton Manning in a Super Bowl? Best offense versus best defense of all time. And they blew him out like 55.
Oh, it was like 43-8 or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. The Legion of Boom, they're just unstoppable. And I kind of got flashbacks, to be honest.
Defense wins championships?
Defense wins championships, just like the Iowa Hawkeyes. But we won't get into that.
Clones on top.
The defense is what won for the Seahawks because they was good.
They just dominated.
Dominated him.
They're corners locked up. Their pass rush was crazy. I mean, Drake May was uncomfortable all game long. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, kind of a game. Just wasn't.
No, yeah, that was...
I seen the Patriots as a quarterback. He was so disgusted with...
He was seeing ghosts.
Yeah, he was... I seen him. He was almost willing to cry every time.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, because some of the passes were right there, you know.
Yeah, they didn't have... They dropped a lot of passes.
Yeah, they did.
Which...
That one interception was given it bounced off him.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
The real question is Drake May the new John Elway?
Oh.
Make it to 4 Super Bowls.
That's an interesting comparison.
All of them.
Yeah, well, Drake May's 23.
So?
So he has a lot of time.
John Elway was still young when he made his Super Bowls.
You think you don't think he'll win one?
John Elway won one and it was his last game.
So you don't think Drake May will win one, or do you?
I think Drake May will win one, and it will be his last NFL game.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if they can get back, honestly. I think they're kind of overrated.
Mid?
Yeah.
Respectfully. I think they'll get back because it's the Patriots.
And then I think Drake May will have – I think he'll have a good career, but I don't think he'll be like Hall of Fame level.
No, he might be fourth ballot maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the least amount of ore of a Super Bowl ever. There was no hype around it.
No, it was like,
there wasn't.
Here's game day.
Like,
yeah.
Yesterday I woke up, I'm like, Super Bowl Sunday? Really? This is what it feels like?
Yeah, they didn't. It wasn't very, I think it's wrong two teams. But
yeah,
not that I'm saying, I mean, I give them their props for going where they go, right. But. I still believe the Eagles should have been there.
I think Eagles or Bills, at least.
The Bears?
The Bears. The Bears.
So much fun.
I remember when...
The Bears were good.
It was like 1981. Was it 85?
85, they went undefeated.
Yeah, and they went to the Super Bowl, and they did the Super Bowl Shuffle. They made a song.
Sure.
Super Bowl. I remember they had... That was when they had Perry... They called him the refrigerator.
Oh, the fridge. Yeah.
They dominated, but ever since this year here, they almost made it,
which is very surprising.
I think they make it back next year
and to the Super Bowl,
and they recreate the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, jeez,
that would be awesome.
This dude's delusional. The Bears will never touch a Super Bowl again.
What are you talking about?
You can Google that on YouTube and find the Super Bowl Shuffle.
It's one of my favorite NFL videos of all time.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
I love the Super Bowl.
I've never heard of it. Biggs is hitting the dance over here.
I'll do a little dance. If you can't see me, but I'm dancing a little bit.
If they could see you, they'd like it.
Yeah, because they do call me Biggs for a reason.
There you go. The Bears back in 85. That was the last time they were relevant.
Yeah, it was. A lot of people won't go for them. It's like Dallas Cowboys. They were all relevant.
America's team.
But people love them.
I don't
like the Cowboys.
But I don't. I never liked the Cowboys. I mean,
oh, we all hate the Cowboys.
Okay, good.
Just because, like, the Cowboys. Yeah. Screw them.
But people get mad when they lose.
Oh, yeah. But it's always their year.
Yeah
there's always
everybody year. Says that.
It's our year. Yeah. No, it's not. It's like the Chiefs' year.
The Chiefs won't make it back.
I think the Eagles will come back before the Chiefs.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just play each other again.
Yeah.
Can we get a Bears-Eagles Super Bowl next year? Is that possible?
That would be
good. Yeah. Wait. No,
it's not possible.
NFC.
They'd have to play each other in an NFC champ.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get Bears versus, like...
The Chiefs? Can you get the Bears?
Bears versus Niners?
I would love to see that.
That can't happen.
Darn. You need an AFC team on the other side.
Okay. I don't watch the NFL. I'm more of a college guy. So
Bills.
I would do that.
Family's
I'd take
that fed.
In a heartbeat.
That'd be electric.
The Bills.
That'd be talked about for 20 years.
They make it there and they just can't. I remember they made it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Lost all 3 years.
It was four.
Was it four?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was walking through the mall and I seen they had a Kleenex box with the Bills helmet so they could cry, you know what I mean, because they can't win it. It says on her.
I kind of feel bad for the Bills, man.
Yeah.
They just need to get over the hump. And then
they should have let them have. I mean, come on. Just let me have one. They've been here four times.
I
think that
this was the Bills' year.
Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah. Mahomes was out. Lamar was also out of the playoffs.
No Joe Burrow
to upset.
And the toughest team you play was the Denver Broncos.
Which lost to Jason Stidham.
No, they lost to Bo Nix. He got injured on the last play.
God.
Yeah, not ideal. But the Super Bowl next year, who's it going to be?
Bills, Bears. I think Josh Allen finally gets over the hump.
Okay,
Chicago.
Ignore this guy.
I think
what
it's
are you talking
be,
about?
It's going to be the Eagles.
Eagles versus somebody?
Eagles, and I'm going to give you the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs. Let's go.
And
who's going to win?
The Bears,
okay.
Because they got to, somewhere in history, they got to come back with Super Bowl shuffle, too.
They're going to win the Super Bowl, and then they're going to shuffle off with the trophy.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Nick, what's your pick?
You know who my pick is. Patrick Mahomes will be on the top of the football stage once again. Give me Chiefs. Versus whoever.
Versus the Niners. Brock Purdy upsets.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so Super Bowl halftime.
The Bears.
Ooh,
next
year.
We got for the halftime show next year.
The Eagles. Yeah. I know some of them are dead, but just get the Eagles in there somehow.
That would be good. You only seen the Eagles on no, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It wasn't the Eagles. It was Chicago, but that's another story.
Who you got?
I honestly think there was so much backlash this year from
Dude, they're just
going to
choose
Bunny.
Like Taylor Swift or something.
I honestly think they bring in like a really big artist like Morgan Wallen.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad.
I wouldn't oppose Morgan Wallen on a Super Bowl halftime show.
I think they should just do like a country theme. They get like Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean.
What was that, 2022? They brought in all those rappers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what
if
they
Toby Keith
to do.
Was alive, he would do it.
Did you see that they had Kid Rock as a backup?
On
Turning Point USA.
That was very controversial also.
I only watched that one for Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce, never heard of him.
He's so good. He's a country artist.
Yeah. I saw a video of Kid Rock. He was just up there kind of yelling and running around. But that's kind of what he does.
Yeah, that's old news.
I like All Summer Long. It's a good song.
I like All Summer Long.
It's about all I know, though.
Yeah.
But Bad Bunny, he was fine. I mean.
Yeah, the Super Bowl was good. I mean, Super Bowl 60.
It was. 60 Super Bowls.
Yeah, amazing.
All right, you guys got anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Super Bowl was good.
Super Bowl was good. Definitely won't remember it tomorrow.
Nope.
But,
right.
But
I'm ready for baseball season.
We'll be talking about too much.
Baseball season's on the way. Go Royals.
And go Cubbies.
Right. You got a baseball team?
Not really.
No?
I'll go with Cubbies.
Well, this was talking about the Super Bowl. And as you could tell, we are we know a lot of ball. Except for Biggs, but he tried.
I tried. Hope you guys enjoyed me.
If you got any questions, we're here in Building 1, Room 218B. You can find us on socials, dmac_vibe, or just dmacvibe on Facebook. And that was Super Bowl. Catch you next time.